The Minister of Finance and National Planning has released 717.3 million kwacha to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development as the final disbursement of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund. Speaking during a press briefing, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Administration, Dr. Gabriel Cullen, said the latest release brings the total amount dispersed under the 2025 CDS budget to 5.6 billion kwacha. Dr. Cullen has explained that with this final count, the entire CDS allocation for 2025 has been fully released to all 156 constituencies across the country. He has urged all 116 local authorities to ensure the funds are fully utilized before the end of the year, emphasizing the need to prioritize transparency, accountability, and timely implementation of community projects.
As of today, we need the final disbursement of the cost of 717 million that we are receiving through November is in addition to the funds that were previously released, and cumulatively or on aggregate, when you add all those figures together, we have 5.6 billion as resources received for CDS, which is equivalent to the 2025 national budget.
29 Patriotic Front members of Parliament have endorsed Poropoko MP Brian Mandulile as the preferred candidate for the position of party president ahead of the forthcoming PF convention. Speaking on behalf of the group during a press meeting today, Sarah Member of Parliament Emmanuel Kemba said Mr. Mandulile has demonstrated exceptional leadership qualities throughout his political career. He cited Mr. Mandulile's service in government as minister, his role in Parliament as chief whip and leader of the opposition, as well as his contributions in the legal fraternity and business sector.
We are the fine team of the Parliament, being 29 in number. They have announced that we endorse Honorable Brian Mungai, Member of Parliament from Poropokia, former Minister of Northern Province, former Government Chief, former leader of the opposition, as the person to take over from our late President Edgar Kagaluza,
Meanwhile, Mr. Mandulile has expressed gratitude for the endorsement, saying he was humbled by the MP's confidence in his leadership, assuring Zambians of dedicated service and renewed efforts to unite the country if elected PF president.
First of all, I wish to express my profound gratitude to my fellow members of Parliament for the endorsement of coming out in their numbers and endorsing my candidate at the forthcoming convention. I should say this, that these men and women, you know, have stood for the Zambian people from the time we lost election in 2021. And I'm stepping up to stand in the gap to be able to serve the people of Zambia. The expectation the people should have is a humble servant who is going to not only work towards uniting this country, but being able to serve the Zambians.
Government has announced the registration of a new long-acting injectable antiretroviral drug for HIV prevention, known as Lenacapavir, by the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mkina said more than 44,000 doses of the drug are available and will be administered once every 6 months free of charge. Dr. Mkina has described the development as a major breakthrough in Zambia's fight against HIV and AIDS, noting that the country absorbs around 30,000 new infections annually, with adolescent girls and young women being the most affected. He was speaking during a press briefing.
Today marks another important milestone in our national HIV response, as I officially announced the registration of the long-acting injectable NRG, the SID, the British Gold,
that 9 districts across the country have been affected by the ongoing cholera outbreak, with a total of 125 cases recorded since August this year.
9 districts have been affected by the cholera. Bulungu, Sama, Mbala, Masaiti, Kitui, Kaputa, Sibiri, Kika, and Mbola. Cumulative cases 705 in August 2005, and we have witnessed 5 days since then, and 1 new case today. Some of the reasons they still cross-border trade business.
President Papandreou Chiloma has revealed that his decision to attend the inauguration of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan was crucial in maintaining Zambia's peace and stability. Speaking during the 2025 Zambia Man of the Year Awards ceremony, President Chiloma said Zambia carries a responsibility that extends beyond its borders, emphasizing that instability in one country can have a direct impact on its neighbors. The head of state has noted that had he not attended President Samia Suluhu Hassan's inauguration, Zambia would have been in flames, adding that the country has a duty that goes beyond its national boundaries. Meanwhile, President Chiloma has accepted the 2025 Man of the Year Award, describing the recognition as a reflection of the collective aspirations and hard work of the Zambian people.
I make a decision this time that our board wants to support restoration of peace, security and stability in Tanzania. And if we didn't do that, the Tanzania border concerns Zambia border itself. It means that the fact that we have a duty beyond our boundaries. Instability anywhere, instability anywhere. Travel in the next time, how do you get your tour? This is just for granted as a solution. How do you get the car you drive on the road? You come through the road. And don't you forget that. Look at the heritage of Zambian country.
The Zambia police has destroyed 3,000 illegal and unlicensed firearms collected between 1st September to 25th October across the country during the 2025 amnesty period. Speaking during the event in Lusaka, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Kennedy disclosed that 21 firearms were voluntarily surrendered by citizens, while 2,732 were forfeited to the Zambia Police Service, with 232 firearms being forfeited to the National Parks and Wildlife Department. Mr. Mwendo, who spoke to his permanent secretary, Operation Victor Mwendo, says the government is currently reviewing the Firearm Act to promote safer communities without guns.
I'm pleased to inform you that today, a total of 3,000 assorted firearms will be destroyed of these 21 firearms were voluntarily surrendered by members of the public during the 2025 firearms amnesty. 233 were forfeited to the state through the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and 2,746 were forfeited to the state through the Zambia Police Service.
And Deputy Inspector General of Police Fred Hanamba said the police service is committed to ending armed violence and foster peace in the country.
The Firearms Amnesty is an initiative of African Union members. African Union member states aligned with the collective vision to silencing guns by 2030. Countries such as Zambia are encouraged to take further score and sustained steps towards realizing this ambitious, realizing this